Welcome back to Ye Old Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's freshest scroll off the Gutenberg Press, The Narrow Road Between Desires. I don't know why I'm doing this. This is page 158. It up. It was a green corn husk wrapped around a daub of sticky honeycomb. The little girl's eyes lit up when she saw it. I also need 21 perfect acorns, he said. No holes, with all their little hats intact. If you gather them for me over by the waterfall, I'll give you this. She nodded eagerly. Then both she and her brother hurried down the hill. Bass went back down to the pool by the spreading willow and took another bath. It wasn't his usual bathing time, so there were no birds waiting. Because of this, and the fact that Emberley still had his soap, the entire affair was much less elaborate this time. He rinsed himself clean of sweat and honey, then daubed a bit at his clothes as well, scrubbing to get rid of the grass stains and the smell of lavender and sinus fruit. The cold water stung the cuts on his knuckles a bit, but they were nothing serious and would mend well enough on their own. Naked and dripping, he pulled himself from the pool and found a dark rock, hot from the long day of sun. He draped his clothes over it and let them bake dry while he ended the page. I'm RJ, which stands for Runic Jalopy. Thank you, Bill, for that.
I'm Rita.
I'm John. Okay, 21 acorns is 3 times 7. Very auspicious.
Very auspicious. So Elodin.
Yeah. Also probably nonsense busy work.
I think so.
Because they figured out the falling water thing too quick, so now he needs something that'll take up more of their time.
Right, because otherwise they're going to come running back asking for secrets.
My read is that he wants them to hang out by the waterfall for a while, for reasons.
Right, because this is the task that they were set to in Lightning Tree, where they ended up finding Jessam. Is that what we're thinking?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was trying not to spoil that in case any readers are reading...
We had already mentioned it on a previous episode.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't think anyone
heard it. When you were passed out in the corner of the dungeon.
So what is the smell of lavender?
I don't know. Sorry.
What is the smell of lavender and sinus fruit from? The still?
From busting up the still, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, the liquor tastes of sinus fruit, he said.
But, yes.
I don't know. Have you ever drank some, or I guess he has the alcohol like all over him because he like
right
went to town. It wasn't just that he tasted it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure people use lavender and liquor.
Well, I guess they're putting lavender in all kinds of things right now. There's a big like advertising campaign for like the Starbucks like lavender junk in their coffee, right?
Yeah, refresh off the olive oil latte that made people
stop it.
No,
for real?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that sounds revolting.
Listen, I tried once, not the olive oil one, but there was the one that was like made with butter that was supposed to like make your brain, you know, work really well. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what the word is, but it was like super special butter coffee and it wow. just made me feel insane.
I've heard about putting butter in coffee, but yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I mean, there's just a lot going on and I'm just a simple little lady.
The world of coffee is vast and weird.
And yeah, terrifying. For sure. Same with liquor. I mean, they're putting all sorts of crap into crap. I mean, I don't know. I don't need egg whites in my damn drink.
Unless it's eggnog.
Joy, get out of here, man. You're not even Joy's. Joy's like, I love that stuff. It's because you live in New York. Okay.
A fancy pants yoga instructor. She's drinking all of the crazy things.
Some of us drink tap water.
So, yeah, I've somehow been spared from the olive oil coffee and the, I don't know, I haven't come across it.
But you I have the butter coffee?
Never heard of butter coffee, and I'm going to try to forget it as soon as we're done recording. Erase it from my brain.
I'm going to send you an olive oil latte.
No!
She's going to DoorDash you an olive oil latte just to troll you.
I'm doxing.
That's all I have to say about that.
I'm Rita doxed live on page 158. Hey, what's your address?
Hey, remember we were supposed to do like a Patreon challenge where John, like, I don't know, snorts pepper?
Yeah, I was going to snort pepper. I have not heard of anybody doing any.
I will volunteer my services. I will drink olive oil, coffee, and or butter, or whatever fats you want to put in the coffee. I'll drink it.
Oh my god.
If someone
beef
I don't know.
Tallow.
No.
Oh god.
Welcome to Amrita's Coffee. Today's special is a beef tallow lavender soy latte.
No. That's okay. Like the worst thing imaginable.
It's $19.50 for a small.
Oh my god.
I lasted about 3 months as a barista at Starbucks because I just couldn't with how pretentious the entire thing was.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And also I don't really like coffee. Like I love the smell. Like the best thing about working there was the smell of freshly ground coffee, because that is genuinely one of the best scents in the world. Mm. But like these people who would come in and like they need their $7 cup of coffee made just so. And I'm like, nah, man. There's actual problems in the world. Get out of here.
If it's not 185 degrees when I sniff it and I can tell because yes. of the way the steam curls and characteristic spirals.
Yeah.
Take it back.
It's basically that kind of stuff. Yep. Okay, well, is there anything on the page, actually, though, now that we've spent 5 minutes talking about coffee and nonsense?
Well,
a perfunctory bath for Bast, not nearly board, as suggestive and alluring this time.
Yeah, I found that really funny. It wasn't his usual bathing time, so there were no birds waiting. Because of this, it was much less elaborate. That was pretty funny.
And is the honey just from him showing the kid the honeycomb, or do we think he stopped by the beehive on his way back? I mean, could that also be part of his injuries, is he's trying to get honey out of a beehive?
Well, we mentioned this, we talked about this before, that beehive injuries tend to be more swelly and less bloody.
Uh-huh. Very good point.
I thought that he took Reich's mother to see some wild beehive.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's like I'm not even reading.
I mean, at the end of this, I feel like I want to read the whole thing at once, because this is really, like, I'm with you, RJ. I do not remember, like, so many details, right? I'm sure it would be a very different reading experience.
Well, Bill went ahead and looked for us at, I think, the liquor Bast was tasting from the still, and it does mention cinnamon fruit, but violet's not necessarily lavender. So, I mean, we just know that there's a lot of stuff in there.
There's all sorts of herbs and junk up there in the still that could get all over the place if he was smashing it up.
Maybe there's some butter in it as well.
I bet.
Would you say there's some what?
Maybe there's some butter in it as well.
Probably.
There's some butter in there.
He's making butter beer. It's a crossover for Harry Potter. Okay.
Making butter coffee.
Or maybe he's making butter coffee. Yeah.
Mama's little baby loves shortening.
That's an even worse fat to put in than beef tallow. Ew. Shortening.
Hey, boy, let me tell you what. When I was growing up, we just put Crisco straight in the car.
Do you know that shortening was created as an industrial lubricant?
I'm actually not familiar. What is shortening? I don't think I've...
It's a... We'll tell you later when you're older. Okay, do we have anything else, though, seriously, on the page?
Play-Doh was originally wallpaper cleaner.
Really?
Yeah, and then it was about to go out of business, and this lady who was a teacher was like, I bet we can, like, I bet my kids would love to play with this shit, and they took it to the kids, and they loved to play with it.
That's fascinating. I love that.
Yeah.
So 100 years from now, glue is going to be, like, the thing that, like, kids play with? I don't know. Do you guys ever do the thing where you, like, just pour glue on your hand, and then you wait for it to dry, and you, like, peel it off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I have another whole story about that, but we're already long on this, so we're not going to do that.
Why were we so distracted on this page?
Because there's nothing happening. Bass takes a bath. That's all. We've had five of these scenes already. Nobody cares.
Even watching him, so why would we care?
A couple of the other boys are acting like I was anti-Crisco. I wasn't anti-Crisco. I just, you know, I don't want it in my coffee.
I think he was saying that Crisco was worse than lard. Worse than tallow, to put in coffee.
Oh, John was. Sorry. I just always assumed.
Not anti either. I love biscuits made with shortening. I've done that, but yeah.
I always assume I'm being attacked. It's my ego.
Well, it's not all about you, RJ. It'll continue to not be about you on tomorrow's narrow page.
That's so funny because I'm not even on the one tomorrow.